This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 18th. Well, I was going to try to leave you folks alone today, but there are a lot of options expiring right now. There's been a lot of put options written. The put call ratio is a little out of sync. So that caused some of the selling pressure. A lot of times that will result in a reversal late in the day. Just so you know, there's daily options, there's weekly options, there's monthly options. So the Citadels of the world, the Goldmans, all these people that write options, this is how they make a lot of their money. And, you know, when they write an option, they're collecting a premium on you, and then they don't want to get exercised because the premium then becomes free money for them. So that's kind of what's going on. The other thing is there's a lot of news about China today. You can go to Bloomberg, you can go to Wall Street Journal, but essentially what's going on is after the Bank of China cut rates early this week, the Chinese authorities have stepped up their efforts to bolster financial markets and the yuan, their currency. Specifically, the mainline exchanges in China have asked some of their investment funds to avoid selling stocks. Furthermore, the state-owned banks were told to escalate their support of the Chinese yuan, their currency. And then finally, there's a thing called the Star Board in China. It's a tech-heavy place, and they told the companies on the Star Board to buy their own shares back. So clearly, Chinese officials are rattled by their dismal economic data, the deflation in China, their weak housing market. There's apparently a crisis in their shadow lending market. You know, China has two lending markets, the banks and then the shadow market. And there's, of course, an increasing foreign exodus. So I think all this intervention in China is going to be futile. The Wall Street Journal has a very good article about this today. It's entitled, Investors Fear China's Lehman Moment is Looming. And that Wall Street Journal article goes on to discuss the risk of financial contagion from the poor property sector in China. So words like contagion are not supposed to be used in August because markets are thin, you know, people are on vacation, there's very little volume. And, you know, it's amazing that treasury bond yields have meandered higher in thin markets. That's the biggest, most liquid market in the world. Today, they're behaving a little bit better, just so you know. But they're still very elevated, and mortgage rates are at a 20-year high. So, fascinating times. Now, on the 24th next week is when the UAW has to submit their vote, whether they go on strike or not. But it looks like this, if the workers vote to strike, it looks like it's going to be happening. Because not only do they want big pay increases, they want job security. Basically, LG Chem built a battery plant in Ohio, and it's the wages are $15.50 an hour, and that's half of what the top UAW wages are. So, GM is going to have all these LG Chem battery plants. Actually, it's called LG Energy Solutions now, and UAW wants to unionize them. So via GM and all the other battery suppliers. So most of the battery suppliers are Korean or Chinese, like CATL helping Ford, and getting those plants unionized is not going to be easy. So looks like the UAW is going on strike, and that's going to get very interesting. So a lot of unrest out there, actually, and we'll see. So hang in there, everybody. It's earnings are working. I still got another stock up today with good earnings. It's not an earnings issue out there. It's a confidence issue. It's things beyond our borders. The U.S. is still an oasis around the world, but we are starting to have some labor issues, and we do have a manufacturing sector that's not hitting on all cylinders. And we'll have further evidence of that on the next ISM report. Otherwise, hang in there. Enjoy the summertime. And I'll keep up in these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.